This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm May Ortega. State health officials are urging families to catch up on routine childhood immunizations. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
The pandemic set back childhood and adolescent immunization rates. Now the state is trying to get those rates back up. The number of doses given from March through October was down 7% from the same period in 2019. The health department's Heather Roth says doctors' offices, health clinics, and others can give the shots.
Our healthcare system's ready. It's in a good place for people to feel comfortable bringing their kids in for well care and regular vaccines. That's safe to do so.
She urges parents, reach out to your provider to find out if your child is due for a well child visit and ask if it's time for routine vaccines. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The Broncos say Teddy Bridgewater will not play Sunday against division rival Las Vegas Raiders. The quarterback is recovering from a concussion. Drew Locke will take his place. The U.S. Bureau of Land Management is moving to open tens of thousands of acres of public land in western states to large solar energy projects. CPR's Joe Wirtz reports.
This is the Federal Land Agency's largest solar development push in nearly a decade. It's asking companies to submit ideas for utility-scale solar projects in three states, New Mexico, Nevada, and Colorado, where about 20 square miles of public land in the San Luis Valley could be set aside. BLM first analyzed these locations in 2012 and found they get a lot of sun, have enough space for large solar arrays, and pose little harm to the environment or nearby communities. Joe Wirtz, CPR News.
Find more at CPR.org. It is honestly, it's a little warmer today than it should be for this time of year. Highs along the Front Range are in the mid-60s, partly sunny.